there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Locamores. So in case you are new or you are new to our Patreon, we wanted to let you know that we have some quick updates. You can head over to patreon.com/locatora_productions and subscribe to our Patreon at different tiers. For $5, you get bonus episodes to all of our Locatora Radio episodes. For $8, you can join Locas por Libros, my monthly book club. And for $10, you can listen to behind the scenes extended episodes of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads created and hosted by Mala Munoz. And if you are a super fan, a ride or die, you can join Locamores Anonymous for $25 a month and get access to all of the above. So head on over to patreon.com/locatora_productions to become a patron.
Locatora Radio. A radiophonic novela.
Locatora Radio, hosted by
Mala Munoz
and Diosa Fem.
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to season 5 of Locatora Radio, Podcasteras Peligrosas. Listen at your own risk.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela, which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
Thank you for tuning in to Capítulo 114. We're excited to be chatting today for a fun and lighthearted episode.
And last time on Locatora Radio, Bañate Blanquito, we talked about the thunderstorm of white people who have come out recently to talk about the fact that they don't bathe themselves or their children. So make sure you turn into that episode, give us a review, give us a rating, and tell us what you think of A-list millionaire celebrities that choose not to bathe.
Specifically, specifically them.
Specifically.
Let us know. And just a quick reminder that we are on all social media platforms, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, all of the above. Head over to any platform and search Locatora_radio.
And if you are looking for a findom drain and aspire to be our human wallet, you can escort yourself to our Venmo at Locatora-radio. Every dollar counts.
And also, if you want to use our code for your next purchase, for money off of your next purchase from one of our favorite Latina-owned makeup brands, Viva Cosmetics, you can use our affiliate code LocatoraRadio15. Head on over to vivacosmetics.com and use our code LocatoraRadio15.
And as a reminder, we are still tying up some loose ends and getting ourselves in order, sending out merch and scheduling consultations for our crowdfunding campaign for all those who contributed. So if you have not received your merch or an email from us yet, it is coming. We are slowly chipping away at it. Yes. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. We also ran out of merch.
There's also that.
So
this is
we have close to 200 funders. We also have an online store. So we are doing our best with getting the orders out, and we just had to replenish our inventory. So if there is a little bit of a wait, that's why, but it will be coming your way as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support. And if you're interested in getting merch, if you're a new listener, check out locatoraradio.com and shop Loquita for our wares.
Yes. And we have new stuff coming in the fall. Really, really cute things are coming. Yeah. I'm excited to share. I won't say more, but there's just lots of cute stuff coming in the future. And today we have like a fun, short episode for y'all, because if you listened to last week's episode, we told you that we are burnt out. And so we wanted to get this episode out for y'all, and we wanted it to be fun and light. And we also have an exciting announcement to share mid episode. So stay tuned. Around. Yes.
Yeah. So today what we really want to talk about is a topic that we've seen floating around the internet, of course, and that's this word, this concept of being chuggy. We think that's the pronunciation. We had to go on TikTok and look it up.
Here are some things that are so chugalicious. Take it from me, a Gen Z-er. I might get in trouble for this one, but slow fashion. Like, cool, you got it at a thrift store. Way to gatekeep. I'll never find that. You can still care about the environment and shop at Shein. Peeing in the middle of the night. You're old. Nothing screams millennial quite like a self-help book. Like, okay, boss babe. Next thing that's like fried chuggy on a stick makes me want to vom is dead people's ashes. It's just not trendy.
We've seen different people like post about it. Of course, it's all over TikTok. And what we can glean is it's something to do with things that millennials like, that like if millennials like it, it's bad. But if Gen Z likes it, then it's good. Something like that, right? It's like something along those lines, like Air Force Ones with black socks, Gatorade. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't wear white shoes and white socks is what I have learned. So fine. But yeah, like Mala said, it's like, wait, aren't y'all like going into our closets from 2005 and like wearing what we used to wear and like bringing it back? Like, please leave it.
Yeah, please.
In those 2000s. Please.
Literally. And here's what I feel like throughout the years, I have donated so many clothes to like the Salvation Army and the Goodwill and this and that and the other. And so literally the clothes that these kids are going and buying are probably literally our actual clothes. They're literally my clothes. And any of the influencers who are in like TikTok houses and hype houses or just generally in the LA area, and if they're thrifting and then they're posting, they're probably literally buying, what was the brand with the little monkeys on them? And like,
with the monkeys?
There was a little brand where they would have monkeys on them. And then there was another brand where there was the bunnies that would have like funny little sardonic sayings. And then like,
oh,
all those,
yes.
all those and all the Hot Topic, like all that stuff. I'm like, you guys are literally wearing my clothes. So how, I'm not accepting it. I'm not accepting it.
Okay, here's some things that I think are chuggy. Apple Watches, any flavor of Gatorade, the store garage, Air Forces, specifically the white ones, those pearl Saturn necklaces, Mike's Hard Lemonade, windmills, anyone with brown or black hair, road signs, the yin-yang symbol, rectangle glasses, purple shirts, driving in general, having green nails, honestly the sky, avocados, baseball games.
Okay, so what I find interesting is like the real conflict is really between like white millennials and white Gen Zers. I feel like the white millennials take it very personally. I'm more like, you're doing what we used to do now and it's considered trendy.
Yeah.
So stop. Don't bring that back.
Yeah. I'm also reminded, like, you know, there's that saying that it all comes back around. Like fashion always comes back. And my mom never, ever got rid of any of her clothes. And she would always say that, like, it all comes back. It always comes back. And throughout the years, I've definitely gone into my mom's closet, you know what I mean? To like borrow pieces and to, you know, especially like accessories, jackets, belts, you know, jewelry, cool shoes, purses, things like that. So I feel like it happens, but why are you guys being so nasty about it? You know what I mean? Like, you're welcome that we passed it on. You're welcome.
Well, I was dying because somebody on Twitter, like there was a viral tweet where someone, like a child, the youth on Poshmark had posted a photo of like a long sleeve tee and it was like Bella Swan vibes. And I was dying because the sweater was marked, like the t-shirt was marked up really high because it's supposedly like Bella Swan vibes. And it was like a side-by-side of the t-shirt and Bella Swan from Twilight, you know, and Twilight is even having a resurgence, which I think is so funny. That Taylor Lautner is like having a comeback, because who is he even? Like, does he still do things?
I don't know.
I haven't
heard anything about Taylor Lautner. And it is fascinating, right? Because it's like Twilight, not unlike Anne Hathaway, right? So first comes out, everybody loves, people are obsessed, you know, all over the place, sequels, multiple movies, like that, 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 that. Then there's a period where people are like picking apart Twilight and making fun of it. And it's this and it's that and it's this. And I think people had things with Stephenie Meyer, right? Like people were saying things about her, like people had issues with her.
Yes.
And now here we come, right? Like it's been rediscovered in like a different light. Again, not unlike Anne. Like now people are online like, I never understood why you guys were so mean to Anne Hathaway. She never did anything wrong.
When were people mean to Anne Hathaway?
Oh my God, you don't remember?
I don't remember. Okay, Anne Hathaway stan. I love the Devil Wears Prada. Princess Diaries raised me. Meg Cabot raised me. Shonda Rhimes was also a part of that. So what
Anne Hathaway down the list. There was a period of time and it was very intense. I remember. It was around Les Mis, when she was in Les Miserables, and she won an award. Did she win an Oscar? And she gave a speech and she just says, it came true. And everyone hated it. And people felt like she was all over the place and they were tired of her and too much Anne Hathaway. And they thought she was being corny and disingenuous. You know, all the dumb things that people project onto women in the spotlight.
Didn't she have like a con artist boyfriend, fiance around this time? Like, I want to say yes. So like, I'm sure she had a hella stuff going on. So leave her alone.
You know, it's like, it was a callback to the Les Mis script. Why are we hating on this? Like, leave it alone. Let her have her moment. She chopped her hair off for the role.
Yes. Her beautiful hair, by the way.
You know?
Okay, y'all. So today we are really excited to talk about a new project on Netflix called the Vivo Songbook Podcast. What difference can one song make? After you've watched Vivo, the new animated musical from Netflix and Sony Pictures Animation, you'll want to listen to the Vivo Songbook Podcast to find out. In this kid-friendly companion podcast, your whole family can relive the magic of Vivo's journey one song at a time.
The Vivo Songbook takes you behind the scenes with the actors, directors, writers, songwriters, animators, and more to hear amazing stories about just what it takes to make an animated musical extravaganza. Every episode centers around a different song from Vivo. You'll learn how and why they came to be and how the film evolved along with them.
Songs like One of a Kind, Mambo Cabana, and the fan favorite, My Own Drum. And you really, really learn about the music because episodes focus on things like rhythm, instrumentation, musical style and influence. And really, that is just the beginning.
You know you're going to watch Vivo again and again and again. So before you do, follow the Vivo Songbook in your favorite podcast app and play it on your next road trip. It will bring the movie to life in a whole new way.
And after each episode, be sure to look for the Vivo Songbook's Bonusodes, short interactive musical games made just for you and your kids and your sobrinos, your primos. Vivo is available to watch now only on Netflix.
The Vivo Songbook is available everywhere you get your podcasts.
Orcasteras peligrosas.
So yeah, we like Twilight again. We love Taylor Lautner again. I love how like every time people rediscover Taylor, it's like, he's just white?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw something similar to where people were like, okay, now the someone in particular, I don't recall the person on Twitter, but it was something along the lines of like, now that Twilight is having a resurgence and it's popular again, like keep in mind that Stephenie Meyer completely like ripped off the Native American tribe from that particular region in Seattle. And she like reported or wrote about things that weren't true. And basically like learn your shit. Like if you're going to like it, like also learn the accuracies and the inaccuracies of the particular Native tribe and how they were portrayed in that film. So it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, a white woman writing about fucking vampires and wolves. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that she got a ton of things inaccurate and was disrespectful and all of that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this conversation was being had on Tumblr and like it's yes. many of the exact yep. same. He's white.
Taylor Lautner.
Don't forget, Stephenie Myers was disrespectful to natives, and yes. these are both facts yeah. surrounding the projects. Mm-hmm. But it's always the same statement.
It's the same, but because it's the same project.
Well, that's true too. I want to know. I want to know what's the stuff that we haven't heard yet. In all right. these years, we don't have right. any other tea. We don't have any other gossip. We don't have any other fun facts.
Right. No fun facts, girl. Except now I like Kristen Stewart now that she's queer. Like, I think she has like something edgy and like sexy yeah. about her. I'm like, yeah, she's cute. She's a cutie. She's like, she's cute. She there's something sexy about her.
There is. She has
as Bella Swan.
A smolder. She has a yes. smolder.
Yes. As Bella Swan, I'm like, oh. This is painful. Like, this is horrible.
rewatching some of the films and like the clips yes. and stuff. It was okay. So the other day I went out and I went to go see Chris Holt perform. And then me and some friends ended up at La Cita. And then we ended up at Nuevo Jalisco. And then we ended up at my friend's house and we started watching movies. And in the middle of the night, we're like, let's watch Twilight. Something is just in the air. We just felt like watching yes. Twilight.
When I was recovering from, no, when I was in the midst sick with COVID, I was watching Twilight because I was like, I just need to put something on and just yeah. not think, feel nada. And I watched the entire series, the 4-part series, and it was horrible, but yeah. it was comforting. And I'm like, yeah, there's something to this.
Very comforting. Very comforting. It, and like it, looking back at the acting, I mean, it's very melodramatic. I mean, but I think it's a melodrama.
Well, it's also YA. Not that YA has to be bad. I think the YA is really, really phenomenal. And there's a lot of amazing YA authors. So I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just mean like, it was written geared towards youth, like teenagers, but truly, it took like a life of its own and became like all ages. People were obsessed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And for a reason. And, you know, I think our young eyes, like we're seeing it very differently than our more mature
eyes. Yes.
Our more worldly eyes. Our eyes are more cultured now than they were.
Yes, they are. Dead.
Our tired eyes. We're only tired because we're overworked and underpaid. That's the only reason.
Honestly, yes.
It's because we're spry young things. We're just exhausted.
Well, we were saying like, you know, actually we've been podcasting since we were 22 and 23. Lord, I'm 27. Mala is 29.
Yeah. Forever like, 29, baby.
Yes. And so it has been a minute, a very long time that we've been doing this. And so even like before, like we were always the young ones and now we're just like,
we're just part of the crew, we're like not older now.
But we're not younger than anyone anymore.
We're leaders.
Yes,
leaders, vanguards. Yes. Innovators. We're trendsetters.
Yes, we
groundbreakers.
Yeah, so keep going.
Exactly. we have titles now. Yes. We have gravitas.
We've been doing this for a hot minute, y'all.
Please endorse us.
Leave us a 5-star review, damn it.
Look, there are plenty of careers, businesses that we have outlived and outlasted.
Also podcasts, respectfully.
Many podcasts have just not made it.
It's hard to keep this shit going. It's really expensive. If you have made it past episode 50 of your podcast, if you've made it past episode 100 of your podcast, congrats. You did that.
Congrats to us. Yeah.
It is hard.
Anyways. It's very hard. One day, someone out there, maybe someday soon, you never know, you guys. This is what we would need you guys to know, is we are always scheming in the background. You know, just in the quiet, like in our little houses, we're always up to something. So you just wait, because there's more. It's coming.
There is more. All right, locamores, we will catch you next time. Besitos. Besitos.
Locatora Radio. Locatora Radio. Mommies of myth and bullshit. A radiophonic novela.
Locatora Radio, hosted by
Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Fem.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise, I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.